The effects of gun violence in America can be found in the workplace and far from the job site. But without the periodic spectacular explosion of fatalities, it's not talked about much. How much have you heard about the estimated 3,700 people who were killed by guns since the shootings in Newtown, Connecticut last December? That number comes from a crowdsourced collection of public data compiled by Slate. Well, this month, the U.S. Senate, after seeming to gain momentum, was unable to pass even the most humble new gun regulation.
You know, when Newtown happened, I met with these families and I spoke to the community and I said, something must be different right now. We're going to have to change.
President Obama marshaling emotion and a crowd of gun violence victims to deliver the message that the American people are with him on guns, and lawmakers who try to stop reform will pay at the ballot box in 2014. Maybe so, but it was a weary and exasperated Representative Carolyn McCarthy who told me last week that as a victim of gun violence herself, her husband was killed 20 years ago in a mass shooting on a Long Island commuter rail train, her son also shot and severely injured, she considers the fight for gun reform a very long game, and she's still in it.
I think time is going to be on our side. We know that the grassroots organizations are still going forward. We already spoke to Senator Reid's staff. They have briefed us, and he plans on bringing the bill back up. I think the American people are actually really, really shocked that they couldn't even pass common sense legislation on background checks. So it's an educational process. We've always said that the American people, the grassroots, your neighbors, everybody else like that, have to be able to call their senator, and then eventually, certainly, we're going to be taking it up in the House, but the Senate does have to go first. And you got to remember, we did win. As far as I'm concerned, these crazy rules that they have over in the Senate with 60 votes, I don't know anyone that considers a win when you can get 51 and over. That's a win.
And let's talk for a second about, you know, what might have happened from your perspective, Congresswoman. You can look at this as the events of Boston maybe took over everyone's focus, and this just slipped under the radar on some level, or you could describe it as a real misread on the part of the White House. I mean, they really played this wrong on some level by acting as though, oh, this is a big shocker. I mean, they must have understood they were going to get a fight here.
Oh, of course they understood. We were certainly in contact with the White House continuously through, to be very honest with you, right from the beginning. Everybody knew that's been in this battle. I've been in this battle for 20 years. I certainly never considered it to be easy. But I did think that because of Newtown and because of the thousands of people that we lose every year, I mean, on the first anniversary of Sandy Hook, we had over 3,000 people that had died. This is going on constantly. And for those that say that the bills that were up would have not saved anybody at the Newtown massacre, I say they're wrong. But I would also say that what we're trying to do is on a daily basis to be able to save lives. I spent my life as a nurse. And I certainly knew that I could never save every single patient. That didn't stop me from trying to save as many people as I could. And that's the same thing with reducing gun violence. And by the way, the NRA members, a very large amount of NRA members and gun owners and hunters, they're all legal, abiding citizens. And I don't think that they knew that everybody did not go through a background check. So I think that I believe that an awful lot of the majority of those senators probably didn't even read the bill, because if they did, they would have seen that it does not infringe upon anyone's Second Right Amendment. And all we're saying, we have to do a better job to be able to do background checks. We know the background checks work because we had over 100,000 last year that were denied a right to own a gun. These are people that you don't want to have a gun. And are we going to be able to stop every criminal from getting a gun? No. You know, I'm not naive about this, but I certainly do know that we can do a better job.
Finally, Congresswoman, the president suggested that there would be pain exacted at the ballot box in 2014 because of what happened in the U.S. Senate. Do you support the Democratic Party targeting individuals, either on the Democratic or Republican side, who voted against this bill in the 2014 election, if they're up for re-election? And would you support super PAC money going specifically targeted at candidates who vote so-called the wrong way on gun control legislation?
Well, I look at it this way. Anybody that runs for office, we know that super PAC money comes in one way or the other to be against us. It's a part of each side, whether it's a Republican side or a Democratic side, to point out information about the member that they might be voting for. That's going to be, in my opinion, it's fair game. That's the way, you know, that's politics. That's the way it is.
Congresswoman Carolyn McCarthy, thanks so much.
Thank you, John. Anytime.
Democratic Congresswoman Carolyn McCarthy represents New York's 4th District.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.